Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. Thank you for joining us, whether it be on iTunes or Stitcher or YouTube or many of the other channels. And if you are listening, please remember to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode of Mile High Chiropractic. We look forward to seeing you at our annual Mile High event, which is just around the corner, August 15th to 18th, www.riseuptomilehigh.com. If you have not registered yet, reserve your seat for yourself and your team. Always bring your team to things. They are crucial to your impact. And today, I am grateful to have on the episode a person who's making a huge impact in chiropractic, in my humble opinion, and also will be rising up to the Mile High stage this year, and we're grateful to have her there. Dr. Kaylee Judge has the amazing reputation, and not just reputation, but situation of having 32 chiropractors in her family, being the 32nd chiropractor in her family. She is all about keeping the chiropractic principle alive and well, and that's one of the reasons that we're psyched to have her at Mile High. So she's been learning the chiropractic principle long before she was a chiropractor, and she has a passion for kids, kids thriving, and chiropractic. Welcome to the Mile High Podcast, Dr. Kaylee.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. You know, it's funny how divine connection works. You know, I met you like a year and a half ago at a totally separate event. Didn't really know who you were or what was going on. And then we got connected just really briefly. And I remember leaving that event and I was talking, my mom was there with me. I was talking to her about it and I was like, telling her who you were and what you have going on. And I'm like, I'm going to speak at his event one day. And then you gave me that call and I was like, thank you, God. Like, so awesome. And so I couldn't be more excited to be a part of this amazing chiropractic event. And just thank you for the opportunity to be here with you.
Well, we're grateful to have you there. And because, you know, Mile High, we're all about focusing chiropractic on being actually chiropractic. And sadly, yes. A movement away from that, and we want to be the center of the movement towards that. I know that's so important to you and your family. So first of all, we have this in common to a degree, growing up in a chiropractic family. What was it like growing up in a chiropractic family and then transition to say, yeah, you know what, I want to go on the chiropractic path?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. Fun fact with that is that neither one of my parents are chiropractors, which people like don't understand. But my dad's whole side of his family, I mean, there's like you said, 32 chiropractors in our family now. So that's four generations of chiropractic.
Wow.
The very first judge was adjusted by BJ Palmer himself. He had allergy issues, like couldn't deal with it. His sister was actually working as a CA for BJ and was like, bro, you need to come in here. You need to get adjusted because this is going to save your life. Ended up that it did. And he was healed from allergies and going through that whole process, fell in love with chiropractic, went on the like 18-month plan that you could do back in the day. And the payment plan and that whole process. And then he just started to set a fire. You know, we do doctor's reports in our offices and we go out and do community outreach events and do speaking engagements and stuff. Really just speaking chiropractic to the people around us. And that's what his name was also James, who's also my brother's name. But back in the day, he would go out and sit around the fire and bring his family together and just talk about chiropractic and the miracles he started seeing and the results that he was getting with patients. And so that like dwindled down almost 100 years. So that was back in 1923 was his first adjustment.
That's outstanding. While we're on that area, do you know anything of like what schools people went to? Did everybody go to Palmer or did they go to different places?
So the majority, I think like 28 of the 32 went to Palmer in Iowa. And there's incredible history there, especially like going in as a student, like we've got a couple different rooms. So it's just really cool to see the stuff and like know the history. I had a great aunt who her husband went to chiropractic school and then her brothers and everything. And I would actually call her on the way home from Davenport to go see my family. And it was like an hour and a half. And so I'd call her every once in a while. And she was that lady that like remembers every detail. of everything from every year. And she would like just talk about what Davenport was like back then and when they were going through this and where the barracks were. And we've got these history books of our family, and it's just, it's a really cool thing to keep alive and active.
Love it. I absolutely love it. You know, as a second generation chiropractor and having multiple chiropractors in my family, I think there's something very special about having a multi-generational chiropractic family, and especially four generations back for sure. And, you know, this center of the country, Illinois, Iowa, Colorado, Missouri, all has a very rich chiropractic history. And that's part of why it encouraged me to put on the Mile High program was Colorado. I don't know if you know this, Stevenson actually lived in Boulder at one point.
Okay.
And it has, you know, the Spears Hospital was in Colorado, and the Spears Chiropractic Hospital. And, you know, there's been a big history in this area, Wisconsin also. And then this also has been an area that unfortunately has shifted away from the principle quite a bit and almost has led more towards an allopathic, let's expand scope area. So I wanted, you know, my impetus was like, well, hey, this is where really was the heart of the principal chiropractic, the focused chiropractic movement. And instead of it being on the coast, we had to revitalize the center of the country, because more of that has been, oh, East Coast and West Coast were where there were that. So, you know, I'm grateful to have you come out to the program. So now with that, tell us a little bit about your practice. I know you're a member of the ICPA, you have certifications in Webster, advanced spinal correction. Tell us a little about when you got into practice and getting started out.
Yeah, so I started practice in 2010. I actually had the privilege of joining the team with my brother. And so my brother and I are the two chiropractors in our office. We've been serving St. Charles, Illinois since he opened up in 2010. I joined the team in 2007. I joined in 2010. And so it's almost, so he's been here about 12 years and then me almost 10 years. So it's just been an exciting journey because, you know, that it's still kind of like I can look back and see patients that have been with me since the beginning and know like their process of what they've gone through. And it's like, I see their x-rays from the beginning and I'm like, man, like this is just so cool. First of all, that you're still here. Like, thank God I'm doing something right that you're still here and you still get the principle and you still understand why you should come get adjusted every week and you still know what's going on. You still refer people in, you still tell, you know, so that like to me is like, that's the barometer of like, how well are you practicing is are people sticking with you? And then are they telling people to come in and see you? And so that's been a really cool thing. So we focus on spinal correction and a lot of our practice is lifetime family wellness. And so we see, man, I have patients with kids of like 4 and 6. And so sometimes they all come in here. And so there's like 50 people with 5 families, you know? And so it's just, it's an incredible thing to see these young kids growing up the way that I grew up. You know, I grew up with no vaccines, no medications, no surgeries, no nothing. And that's like our mission and our vision in this office is to give people the chance to grow up like that, because there's so many people that these kids are going out and they're on their tablets and they're taking their medications for no reason. And I have to go to the doctor for this and I have to do that. And like these families are just shackled to these processes that the medical system puts together. And it's like, man, like there is another way. And why aren't we telling more people about the other way? And that's why I get so fired up about chiropractic, because it's like, man, we have this message. And I even think about it in my own family. So we've got 4 generations, which is really cool and it's exciting. However, what I've noticed through the generations is, you know, there's that group of people that went through chiropractic and then they started practicing and then insurance came into the game and then they didn't have to speak it as much.
Right.
You know?
That happened profession-wide.
Yeah. And so we lost a little bit of fire there. And thank God my grandparents and that whole generation was still around. We'd sit around and learn about chiropractic and I didn't know any difference. It was like, I'm going to grow up and be a chiropractor because that's what grandpa does. You know? but I just see this like huge misrepresentation of what chiropractic is.
And
you know, and so I think about like even my own colleagues and friends and people that I went to school with, like they were on fire for chiropractic. Like, we went through school and we would like devour the green books and like just get into it. And now they're just hooking people up to STEM and calling it a day, and that's chiropractic. It's like, when did we lose the point of getting the pressure off of the nerve and allowing the body to go back to function the way that it was designed to?
Right, right. You know, and I'll say this, being a Sherman graduate, I graduated 96, practiced since then, lifetime wellness practice. I know I'm getting kids of kids now in my office. Mm-hmm. My wife and I run our office together and, you know, all in every day, high volume practice, you know, and I've seen, as you have seen, the shift in the profession, and where it's a point of like, it used to be, we're at a point beyond where we fight about technique.
Yep.
Like, we're beyond that. Being at a point where how we market and how we do technique, we have to come together if we're going to lift up the principle. Like, you know, it used to be when I was in school, like the battles over upper cervical full spine and yada, yada, yada. At this point, if you're adjusting subluxations, you're on our team, right? And we need that, and we have to all be together on that, which is what I love about your message as well, because otherwise we're losing that, you know, you're losing chiropractic, right? So we have to bring people back to the why of what we do as the focal point of what we do, versus there are people that it's like, you know, they don't even do adjustment or learn adjustment in school.
Yeah.
Any type of adjustment, right?
Or know what they're adjusting.
Right, exactly.
There's some people I'm like, no, you may not touch my spine. Right? Like, no, you may not. And it's like, man, like, where did we lose that power of, I can't wait to get my hands on somebody and release the pressure, right? Like, that's exciting. That's exciting to see.
Very.
The light bulb like turn on. And if you haven't ever experienced that, then you have no idea what that feels like or what that sounds like, or like that explosion, that moment, you know. And it's not just good for the patient. Like, I get excited when that stuff happens.
So I'll ask you this. One of the things I noticed, and I want to see if you noticed this too, is that, for example, my dad, so there's a place of reverence for the miracle of the adjustment, and a place of reverence for how devastating subluxation is, versus that you and versus you see it culturally minimized, like it's just a little thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, in your grandparents, do you see that energy of like that kind of reverence and respect for it?
Yeah, I do. And I see it throughout my family. Like, I was just at a family reunion a couple of weeks ago, and I got to have some like really amazing conversations with people, and really dive back into what the history is. And we have this history, and like, some people have never heard of why our family is in chiropractic in the first place, or they've forgotten. And so like, if my family of four generations of 32 people, like that's a isolated community, right?
Right.
So we should be able to keep that fire stoked up. However, it's like they've forgotten what the story is. They've forgotten why we got started. They've forgotten what chiropractic is. And all this stuff was coming up. And I'm like, man, how true is that for our profession? Right? If we stop telling the story, if we stop talking about Harvey Lillard, if we stop talking about BJ and Dee Dee and what they did throughout the history of our profession – well, yeah, sometimes that seems like, oh yeah, that's old news. That's like, that's back in the day. Well, that's back in the day, but that's a part of our DNA. That's a part of who we are and what we represent and where it came from. And so if we stop telling that story, pretty soon, you know, chiropractic is going to fizzle out. And it's up to us to be able to stand up to the ones that are saying, hey, it doesn't matter anymore. But the reality is that, hey, you know, I was asked this question, I think probably when I was in chiropractic school, if you were the last chiropractor on earth, would chiropractic still be around after you died? You know, and that's a heavy question. And so everyone like, yes, of course it would be. I would, you know, but like, let's go back and look into your daily life and like your conversations with your patients, the table talk, the day one, day two, all the stuff that you're doing. Are you educating your patients on what subluxation is and what it's doing to their bodies?
Right. Totally. Now, let me ask you this. just because, you know, multi-generational family, is there any, there's got to be, unique, fun chiropractic story to share that a grandma or grandfather has told?
Oh, man. I mean,
sure there's dozens.
There's a lot to choose from. That's a hard one to anchor in, because a lot of times when I was younger is when I was hearing those stories.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the older generation by the time I graduated was done, so like I was just hearing different. I know that, you know, hearing has come back, and bedwetting stuff, you know, the same stories that we're hearing. Right. Today I don't have any like really crazy stories.
Totally cool. And so now when I saw you speak at the Berkshires, mm-hmm. I was just enthralled with your presentation.
Thank you.
The energy of, it wasn't what you said, it was who you were being saying it. And you can pick up on that in people, right? Especially when like you and I are around chiropractic a long time, right? So at the heart of that principle, what are you excited to share about at Mile High?
Oh man, I'm so, there's been this topic that's been coming up since you called me, and the title of it, which is like not super perfected, but it's, you'll get the big idea. It's, can a truth ever become an untruth?
Mm.
And so really along even the basis of what we were just talking about, like, you know, we can start with talking about, you know, we're ripping people out of the medical system, but they had a truth their whole entire life that the medicine and surgeries and all that stuff was the way to live and survive and thrive. And then you've got this crazy chiropractor that comes along and is like, no, this isn't how you need to live your life. This is a life without fear. This is all this stuff. But then if we can flip it onto the other side, like what we were just talking about, you know, what happens when we stop telling the story? Does the truth of chiropractic, can it ever become an untruth? And even in your own life, like how does that play out? And how does that look in your practice? You know, I've had these people who were like my big, huge mentors, you know, growing up through chiropractic, and they were like on fire for the principle. And now like I look at what they're doing and it's like, what happened? What happened? Like, where did you go wrong? What left? What truth became a truth, and what truth became an untruth for you? So that's kind of like what I'm like, I'm still unfolding it. Okay.
Well, and that's really important, because in the profession, we're seeing less and less truth towards what chiropractic really is. And we need to revitalize that and bring that up higher to people. Thus why Mile High. So then also in practice, let's talk about taking care of kids, because that's a big passion of yours.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was going to be a big thing until I got here. And it just started to happen. I remember one day I like wasn't seeing families. I was seeing like some moms and some dads, but like they weren't bringing their kids in or whatever. And then I did the whole like write out your affirmations and your goals. And like one of my big things that I just wrote out on the wall that I walk into the adjustment bay is I see large families. And that was probably 5 years ago. And ever since then, like, I'm like, holy crap, I do see large families. Like four or five. I didn't even know that people can have that many kids at one time, you know? And so it's just, once that started happening, then I was like, okay, I know I need to start developing more into ICPA and learning some different routes and some different things. Cause kids are different than adults. So your adjustment technique changes, and we got to understand and know really what they're doing. But the reason why I'm so passionate about that is because I got the chance to grow up without any interference, without any medications and drugs and surgeries, and living in that model of fear. And so I just want people to learn that. One thing that we didn't learn growing up though is that we weren't the best eaters, and you know, fitness wasn't a thing, but I was in sports, so like that just kind of came naturally. And so I want to teach families together as one of how do I live this healthy lifestyle and not be freaked out about it, right? And so just making it really super plain and simple for families to come in and get their spines first of all checked, but also like, let's learn how to eat. Let's change those truths. Well, I, you know, one thing I always say to my patients is your health is more important than your heritage. So I have like these Hispanic people coming in. They're like, I got to have my tortillas. I got to have my beans and rice or whatever it is, you know? And I'm like, dude, like, no, like your health is way more important than what your heritage is. I promise you, your kids would rather have you around longer than you eating tortillas. So that's just like little tiny things. But I just know that, if we can get to the kids.
And you can get paleo green free tortilla, by the way.
Yeah. But those are expensive. Like, you gotta stay away from those. But if we can get to this young generation and teach them solid foundational principles of what, first of all, what is chiropractic? Like, raise chiro kids. Okay. And then like, what does it mean to be healthy? What are the choices that I get to make, and how do I make the right choices? And if we can hit the generation that's growing up, like, we're going to see that shift actually happen in our healthcare that we're looking for.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's up to us. And it is actually, as I like to say, it's really up to we, because it's not any of us individually that's going to do it, but we need to all be together on that. So also now, so in practice, many years, right? So a decade, right? Mm-hmm. Roughly. So how is it now, you know, I practice with a spouse, how is it practicing with family?
Yeah. So,
I mean,
we've had to figure that out. Like,
I mean, sure, there's challenges with practicing with your spouse. It's, you know, there's little great things about it too, right? And
yeah,
your family.
Now it's like glorious. Like, we've figured out our groove and figured out how to do it. But you know, the reality is like, I came into Big Brother's office and I was little sister, and we had to work through that whole process. And then I had to build confidence and figure out that I can go be a strong, powerful female chiropractor, and I'm not under the wings of somebody. And we have two separate offices in our one office space. And we've just had to figure out over the last 10 years, was how do we do this together if we want to keep this successful and not kill each other through the process, you know? But we really have, you know, our mom, my mom and my brother started this office together. Like, she's been the rock star manager, since day one, since like pre-day one. And she's still here. She still makes us, she's the boss, you know, like, she tells us what to do, where to go, and how to do it. I think that we've just really been good at working through processes and programs and issues, and developing ourselves and our personal identity as individuals, and accepting each other's individualism, I guess.
Yes. Well, outstanding, outstanding. And I don't know, this has popped up in Nate sent me this flash a couple times during this conversation, is I'm like thinking, okay, so when's Judge Chiropractic School opening? So
we'll see about that.
I'll just leave that at there.
Yeah.
So also in working in practice, family, with your family, anything that you can share about the importance of team in chiropractic?
Yes. I don't think you can have anything successful without an amazing team. And the team isn't necessarily the person and their qualities. It comes back to you every single time. You are the leader. You're the one that gets to train these people and teach them how to go out and lead other
100%.
People. 100%. So if you're not, like, if you've got stuff available for these team members to come to Mile High, like, get your team there, especially if you don't have a network of people that you take your team to other things on a regular basis. Get them somewhere. Get them fired up. And then, like, use your weeks. Sit down with them once a week, twice a week, whatever it is, even if it's twice a month in the beginning, and here's what I see is going wrong. Here's what I want to make better. Like, we were just talking with, we've got a couple of new team members, and we had a shift around our whole, not our whole practice, but some things changed. And it was like, okay, how do we make sure that we're not just creating another person that comes in to do exams, but I want to create someone who is leading these people to transform their lives. And right. In order to do that, you've got to, and then they keep you on check. Like, they tell you what to, like, my team is always like, you need to be over here and doing this. I'm like, okay, just come with you. Right.
Right. Right.
I think the team, you know, they have more interaction with a patient than I do.
Totally. 1,000%. 1,000%. And I feel like impactful, successful chiropractors, are very well aware of that. And yeah. I feel that other other people will minimize that and like not uplift their team. They'll, you know, relegate them to little tasks as compared to realizing they're the ones that has to lead the practice. And mm-hmm. if I have them uplifted, you know, they in their communication might get, you know, one more referral, one more conversion a week, you know, and like getting them to some program like would be all it is. But sometimes people are afraid to, oh, I'll invest in the team. What if they quit? You know, what if they don't get trained? You know, in terms of, and more importantly, what about the person's life that doesn't change? Right? That your office did not reach because they were not as on board with your vision, right? So important. So, you know, thank you so much for being such a lighthouse for chiropractic over four generations. I'll say that, not just you, but over four generations. Is there any last thing that you'd like to say for doctors and students before we close out the podcast?
You know, I think just if we can all just take like a self check, you know, like how good are you doing at delivering the principle? Can you get better? Have you watered some things down? Like, I don't want to be out here like pointing people out and things like that. But like, if you say you're a chiropractor and you stand for these principles, are you teaching them to your community and to your circle of influence? Because if you're not, then let's have a gut check and, you know, my computer's sitting on my green book right now and I'm looking at it. Get back in the green books. Start reading The Bigness of the Fellow Within. Start looking at it. If you don't know what a green book is, then go jump into them, right? Especially students. Like, that was the most powerful times of my school career, was being able to go get into the green books, get a group of people around and like just rip the pages through there and figure out what is BJ actually trying to say, you know?
Well, and we have a rich history in that. So yeah. I look forward to seeing, thank you for being on the podcast. If people want to connect with you, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, the best way to do it right now is with social media. You know, find me, Kaylee Judge, Instagram at Kaylee Judge. I'm working on developing a podcast, which will be starting to be recorded next week. So that's all in the works. I don't have that all done yet, but if you want to just come over to Facebook, ask me to be your friend, but like, tell me who you are, so I don't think you're like a creeper stalker. So like, shoot me a message. Hey, I heard you on the podcast. I'd love to connect with you, whatever it is. But those are the best ways to get a hold of me. So
excellent. And of course, we'll add to that. Make sure you say hello to Dr. Kaylee Judge when you're at Mile High. Be there, see her in person. I'm telling you, you're going to be wowed and lifting up the energy of the room. So www.riseuptomilehigh.com. Be there with your team. And it's August 15th to 18th. It is certainly the highest event in chiropractic. Okay. So we're raising up the principle. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Keep changing spines and lives and minds with chiropractic.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.